Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hi, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum podcast, where we're talking about the everyday experiences in life that drive forward progress and momentum. And this week, I spent a lot of time thinking about kind of the common refrain about the grind methodology and the grind perspective and always being in the struggle, right? The struggle is where the glory is, and how that's become sort of a pervasive idea in life these days. And I started thinking about it because I agree. I know that there has to be grind. I know that there has to be work. But I think that sometimes we tend to get ourselves caught in the idea that the struggle is what the success is. That if we can find ourselves in a hard, tough spot over and over and over again and consistently, that means that we're doing things right. That it always has to be a struggle or it doesn't count, that it always has to be hard or it's not making progress, that it always has to be a grind and a push, and you have to be working 20-hour days and you have to be giving up everything that you've ever cared about or known in your life in order to get success. And I believe that that's part of the journey, but it's just the part that gets you to where you're trying to be. It's not where we're trying to get to. The goal isn't the struggle. The struggle is something that happens along the way towards our goal. And I think sometimes we get so interested in glorifying the struggle that we forget that we're supposed to get out of it, that we forget we're supposed to leave the struggle, that at some point we're supposed to succeed and overcome. That's where the glory comes from. That's where the triumph is. It's not in staying in the struggle. It's not my life is so hard and crappy all the time that every day I wake up and I'm in the grind and I'm in the struggle and I have to work harder than everybody all the time. When you work harder than everybody all the time, what that does is it takes you out of the struggle. It gives you the opportunity to move into something different. It gives you the opportunity to rest and find ways that you can get fulfillment and happiness and bring value to the world without having to stay there. That's the journey. That's part of the trip. And you shouldn't run away from the struggle. You shouldn't avoid the struggle. You shouldn't try to hide from it. You're never going to get to where you want to be without putting in the work. But you don't need to stay in the work all the time. If you stay in the work, that's not a success. That's just working. You're not getting anywhere from it. If you're not getting anywhere from it, then it doesn't do you any good to stay there. Staying in the struggle, there's no glory in that. There's no benefit in just being in the struggle. If you just say my life is hard, so therefore I've made it because I'm struggling, I'm working harder than other people are, that's something that I just can't believe to be the case. That's something that I can't believe is the outcome. That's an input. That's what we put in order to get out something different. We don't put in the work to get work out of it. We put in the work to get success out of it. We put in the work to get change out of it. We put in the work to get transition out of it. And I think that so often people get so focused on the struggle, so focused on the work, that we forget that it's supposed to be for a reason. It's supposed to be moving us towards something different. Our goal isn't to work hard from working hard. That's not a goal. That doesn't even make sense if you say it like that. But sometimes we get so focused on the work, and that's how people seem to measure success, is how tired are you? How fatigued are you? How worn out are you? Because if you're tired, fatigued, and worn out, then you must be moving the right way. And that just isn't the case. Yes, there will be times that you'll be tired and fatigued and worn out, and you'll be spent, and you'll have used everything that you have, every bit of energy that you have to push forward. That's true sometimes. But then you move forward and you aren't there anymore and you're in a new place. And yes, you're going to have to continue to work, but your work is going to look different. At some point, you're going to become more skilled. You're going to become more capable, and you're not going to have to work as hard to get to the same results. You're going to become better at it. And then you're going to continue to work hard. Sure, but you're going to work hard for a purpose, not work hard for the sake of working hard. And that's where I think people, we get trapped in this idea that the work is the reason, that the work is what we're doing. And we forget about the purpose. We forget about the goal. We forget about the mission. We forget about our why. Why are we doing this? Why am I putting in this work? And we start working for the sake of working. And that's just going to make us tired. That's just going to beat us down. That's not going to get us to where we're trying to be. That's not going to get us to what we want to do. That's going to get us to more work, because it is true that the things you work for, you will achieve. And if we're just working so that we can tell people about our struggle and our work and our effort, if that's what we're working for, then that's sure as heck what we're going to get out of it. We're going to get out of work what we're working for. We're going to get out of our effort what we're putting our effort in for. And so if your only focus is on the work because you want to tell people and you want to show people how much you're working and people applaud you and they pat you on the back and they tell you, look at you struggling, look at you grinding, look at you doing this work. Hey, that's great. You're doing the work, but you're not doing it for the sake of doing the work. You're not doing it for the opportunity to do it more. You're doing it for whatever your goal is, for whatever your purpose is. If you're staying up and you're studying long hours and trying to get your master's degree or your doctorate or your undergraduate degree or your GED, whatever that thing is, if you're working on those things and you're staying up and you're doing that, you better take the tests. You better turn in the assignments. You better move forward, because if you're just studying for the sake of studying and that's your only reason for doing it, you're never going to get done the things that you're going to do. That sounds crazy to say, oh, I just thought I'd grab some textbooks and stay up all night and read them and push myself and do this, not because I want to become an expert in finance or not because I want to become an expert in auto mechanics, but because I want to work hard and study hard and read more. That just doesn't make any sense. You've got to have a reason for the work that you're doing. Have a purpose for what you're putting into it, because otherwise all that you're going to get out of your work and your effort is more work and effort. And I love the struggle. I love the opportunities that that's created in my life. I love how much I benefited from putting in work and from struggling and from overcoming things. But I didn't love it when I was there, and my goal was never to struggle. My goal was never to just work hard. My goal was to get to something that was new and better, to achieve something that mattered to me, something that was important, to change my life, not to create a life that was built around this work, but to change my life in ways that I didn't have to put in that work anymore, that I could work towards a higher goal, a higher purpose, do things that brought me joy and fulfillment instead of things that brought me just my basic necessities. And that's where I think that we sometimes get so wrapped around the idea that the struggle is the purpose. The struggle isn't the purpose. That's the path. That's the path to your purpose. And the more that we can remember that, and the better we can do at remembering that in ourselves when we're putting in that work, the better off we're going to be, the better outcomes we're going to get. Because the work, the struggle, that's not the goal. That's the way to achieve your goal. And I think that when we get trapped in that idea that the struggle is good, the struggle is gold, that becomes the thing that we're working for. And all that will do is leave you tired and fatigued and frustrated and put down, because if you're only working for the work, you're never going to get to the goal that you started off working for anyway. That's all I've got for this week. I appreciate you tuning in and listening to what I have to say. I appreciate the work that you're putting into your life and the progress that you're making. And I can't wait to hear the stories that you have, from changing your focus on working for the work to remembering to work towards your purpose. Have a great week.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.